You're listening to SBS News.
Thrown together in 48 hours, Melbourne's hotel quarantine program has been described as lacking clarity as to who was in charge. Heading the investigation is Senior Counsel Tony Neal, who said there was confusion from the outset.
From the very beginning, it seems there were multiple and potentially overlapping areas of responsibility between departments. Evidence will be called in due course about the roles that some departments envisaged playing when the program was first established and how they differed from the roles that they actually played.
Established just hours after a national cabinet decision on the 27th of March, the Department of Jobs, Precincts and Regions was tasked with finding hotels and hiring private security to oversee the program. Mr. Neal says questions will be asked about their preparation for managing a biological hazard.
What was the skill set that they brought to the job that they were required to do? How indeed were they trained, resourced and supervised? Did they have appropriate access to personal protective equipment?
Infectious disease experts gave evidence, claiming that having the equipment is not enough. Training and supervision is required to use it correctly. Professor Lindsay Grayson, director of the Infectious Diseases and Microbiology Department at Austin Health, told the inquiry there needs to be caution and even fear around the use of personal protective equipment.
Working in our coronavirus wards or suspected wards, all of them need to be a little scared. If they're not scared and not paying attention to this, problems can arise.
Mr. Grayson described information given to quarantine hotel workers in an online training course as completely inaccurate and not targeted for staff who would come into close contact with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patients. The July version of the module recommended masks only when local and community transmission was present. Professor Grayson says the course seemed like general information for the wider public.
I would describe this document as confused in its target audience and the level at which it pitched information and the detail with which the information was provided.
In a bid to quash rumours about alleged sexual activity between security guards and guests, a lawyer representing Unified Security cross-examined disease experts on scenarios in the hotel that COVID could have been contracted, telling the inquiry that at the time, guards were advised that PPE was not always required. Documents shown to the inquiry advised security staff PPE was not necessary in the hotel lobby, on the quarantine floor, or even at the doorway of a quarantine room. The inquiry heard planning for a flu-like pandemic had been discussed at state and federal levels for decades, but a large-scale hotel quarantine program had not been envisaged. State government members may be called to give evidence. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he will go if required.
If I'm called, I'll be there.
I have not been, but if I were called, I'll be there.
Mr. Neal told the inquiry it's important to find out what went wrong, as the program will likely be required again in the future. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.